Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's News and Talk 1380 WAOK, the Mental Space. Sean Garvey with you, you and you, 404-892-2703. We still have our panel of guests as we talk about Juneteenth reparations and how they are all connected to mental health. We're going to go back to Dr. Joanne Frederick in just a few moments, but I want to go over to Chief Kamal, who is getting ready to depart in just a few moments. But Chief Kamal, I do understand you have an award ceremony coming up in a few days in which I am a part of. Talk about it really, really quick.
Yeah, can you hear me good now? The Black Economic Empowerment Awards. We're honoring Black businesses. I heard Willie Watkins is one of the persons getting honored, and so is our brother Sean Garvey is being honored and recognized. Many Black-owned businesses.
That's right, folks. I am being honored and recognized at the event. Those hand claps were for you and for me, Chief Kamal, so I am definitely looking forward to that. But, yes, expound on that more, please.
Well, one of the things, like our brother was saying earlier, our brother who's an economist is saying the Black dollar has to recirculate itself. We have to show the world. We did it in Chicago here, May 15th. And we have to show the world. We have so many positive Black men and women who are doing great things as far as elevating our community by economically advancing us. We want to recognize those people. We have Black doctors. We have Black lawyers. And not just the professional. We have, people do heat and air conditioning. Plumbers, we have people who do construction, people who have we have a Black beauty supply house. So we want to show the importance of us taking our dollars and investing in ourselves, because we, like the brother was saying earlier, we cannot look for massa to liberate us or massa to do for. We got to do for ourselves. So that's the most important thing, is economic cooperative economics is our salvation. Cooperative economics is our most sacred weapon. So that's what we have to practice, and we're practicing that. And I want to also, we're going to be taking this around the country. We're going to be in D.C. So some of your panelists that you've been telling me good things about, I'll be reaching out for them. If they're in Atlanta, we're going to include them with that as well. So it's June 25th at Soul Vegetarian Restaurant, Return to Royalty Banquet Hall. And we're going to have also, we're going to be doing that with Rashad Ritchie as well, working with the street warriors, the so-called gangs, to get them to economically empower themselves. Because they feel only, so a lot of our young people feel the only way they have to take care of themselves is getting out there, pushing a dope bag or doing something illegal, because of the opportunities they give them, So it's one of the things we're doing. We're saying we can stop the violence, not just by saying stop the violence, pull your pants up. You actually curb the violence by investing in young people, investing in their mental health, investing in them, giving them, showing them there's other ways they can make a decent living for themselves. That's how you have to have it. And so as I close by saying this, brother Sean, separation, man. Let's build an independent Black nation we can call our own. Let's have Sean Garvey as our president of a new Black independent nation. You know what I'm saying? Let our brother be the minister of economics. Our sisters to come in and lead Black women. They can have pride. We can protect them and respect them. We cannot protect our women under a system of white supremacy. I don't care how much money you have. I don't care what you have. Just the iPhone 15 having, Brooks Brothers suit wearing, $1 million of their present in your account, slave. under the okay. American economy. So we can't celebrate until we're truly free.
Okay. Well, all I can say on that note, Chief Kamara, is Sean Garvey for president. That is a very big responsibility, sir.
I would say this one thing to that, Chief. We assimilate so much. I would like to see us dominate in America versus separate in America. We dominate in football. We dominate in basketball. We dominate in music. We had black president to become at the tops in politics. We never mind Black Wall Street. There we go, assimilating again. We want to assimilate to Black Wall Street. That's a mental challenge, and our sister needs to talk more about that. But I'd rather see us.
We can't say
dominate.
That, brother. We can't say we can't say we dominate in football because the NFL is another. It's the NFL plantation because they own the majority of the owners. The majority of owners
from a talent standpoint. From a talent standpoint,
yeah, I'm saying the majority of
talent.
the NBA plantation,
the
National Baseball League plantation,
absolutely.
Because who owns them? And they sold like Negroes on the auction block.
That's
you know
correct.
What I'm saying? It's white people benefit from that. So
we
really can't say we
dominate. No disagreement from me on that. You would get no disagreement
right,
from me on that. Now, I would say start our own league. I would say start our,
right.
Our own football. We should have never left the Negro Baseball League to merge with the current baseball league. We should have never left the black, which was pretty much dominated by ABA. So everything that we gave up wanting to assimilate, we left the inner city to move to the suburbs, and now they're moving back, and we call it gentrification. So everything that we excel at, we give up wanting to go and be, you know, acknowledged by them. White is right. And I'm sure Dr. Joanne can speak way more on this than I can. Why do we feel they're always right and we have to assimilate? That's the question probably.
But dear brother, I just say this to you, though. You know, you were so quick to say, right, if your daughter get hit one time, you know what I'm saying, one time, it's over with. Now, America has, our relationship with America has been abusive. Whether you have a few benevolent white people or not, the relationship between black people and the American government, I don't care how liberal, you know, our good white friends are, they still are for America 100%. Period.
I can't be
absolute.
I have a thought, right quick. Can I share something?
Okay,
right quick?
We got Dr. Joanne Frederick. By the way, go ahead and chime in.
Thank you. I just want to go back and finish my last thought. When I was talking about self-actualized people, my point is that individually we are all not self-actualized. So when we look at Juneteenth and what it means. And what it means for mental health, we're not all on the same page. So some people, for example, we're unable to celebrate because we're thinking about how am I going to feed the kids tomorrow? Where am I getting gas money from? And that was my final thought that I wanted to share just about how the mental health relates to Juneteenth and how we celebrate and how or how we don't celebrate it.
That's correct.
Thank you. And that's a good point, Dr. Joanne, that you stated.
By the way, this is community activist. We still have Teresa Hardy on the line. Go ahead, Teresa.
Yeah, I was just, you know, stating, and everybody is kind of giving their point of view, which is great. But when we really go and look into, okay, we know that we have the mental piece that is impacting our decisions on what anything is as it relates to Black culture. It goes back to not understanding our independence. We're already separated. We're already separated.
Right.
So that's the thing. They left us, okay? So we're all in Atlanta, Metro Atlanta, majority Black people out of a state of Georgia, which is 33% Black, and majority of us live in Metro. So we're already separated. So if we want to do something, let's do it. I think what we keep doing is waiting on somebody. We're waiting on our Dr. Martin Luther King. And all of us are doctors.
Say it again.
And I think it's time for, if we can take these holidays, Juneteenth, Martin Luther King Day, the 28 days that they give us for Black history, or any day, just to sit down and really think about what it really means to take our Black culture to the next level. We already know what to do. We already got the experience. And I think that's what Akeem was saying, like, you know, with the athletes and entertainment. We have our doctors, okay? They already know. They're the only one to know what really goes on with the black people. Stop going to all these other people telling us the wrong thing. And I get into a whole nother subject when we talk about women's rights, right? But it is in our bodies. But at the same time, if we don't get together, brothers and sisters, this day, on Juneteenth, we don't need to be celebrating and spending all of this money to some people who don't give a damn about us, okay? And we need to start. If we're going to do anything, let's do it. But we keep talking and talking and talking, and we have these events. We have all of these kumbaya type things. It is time for us to do some actionary type things. Right. When I leave your event that says Centennial Park, what am I going to get? When I leave your award ceremony, okay, acknowledge me, but what am I going to get? Am I going to be in a state of mind so that I know that my economic power is in making money? And I know that I have the money. I just need to know what I need to do with it so that it now trickles in my community that we're already separated from them from. So that we don't have to go to other people. But until then, all black people are going to keep doing what we've been doing, which is go to the white person because that's been comfortable for us.
That's correct.
That state of mind that we're in, and that mental capacity is what we're going to need our doctors to take us out of. Because I think we are already, we realize it, but what are we going to do? It's time out. It's 2022. We've been in a pandemic. We've had time to think about it. We were lonely. We were sad. We were broke. We were hungry. We were homeless, all of this stuff. And then we're going to have a celebration on Juneteenth, and our people still about to be evicted.
About to be evicted.
Okay? We're about to be evicted, and the housing industry is about to blow up. A lot of people are going to be on the
street.
There's not going to be any food by people.
That's correct.
Right?
That's correct. That's 100% correct.
Because we've had the stimulus prep, and you want to talk about celebrating our culture.
Mm-hmm. It's a disconnect.
In the United States of America, where we're supposed to be free. This is some BS.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We keep doing the same old thing.
Same
we can acknowledge and do this, but it is time for us to get our stuff together and start putting our little 1 cent plan together so that we can have some dollars and cents to make this change of separatism or whatever you want to call it. But it, all it is black folk getting together as one. And because we have a slave mentality, we have not been self-care enough to understand that it is time for us to come together and be on one accord to make the change. We have to do it.
Teresa, we're up against another break. I believe that we're all in alignment with what you're saying at the end of the day. Whether it's a Juneteenth holiday,
like an activist I can get behind. Now she sounds like an activist I can get behind. I'm just saying that right there. Talk is cheap. It takes money to buy land. And I'm tired of everybody talking in Kumbaya.
That's why I say I believe we're in alignment with each other, whether it's Juneteenth, Kwanzaa, Martin Luther King Jr., Malcolm X holiday, traditions, whatever. There has to be an outcome. There has to be an end result, an end game. We're going to talk about all that and more. And I appreciate you, Chief Kamara. Thank you so much for calling in to the Mental Space. Once again, he's going to have his award ceremony on June 25th. That is on a Saturday. I'm going to try to see if I can bring him on next time on the Mental Space to talk more about it. It's going to take place at Soul Vegetarian Restaurant, 879 Ralph David Abernathy Boulevard, Atlanta, Georgia, 30310 at 5 p.m. For more information, go to his website, SakoriAfricanSociety.com, SakoriAfricanSociety.com. We got more of the Mental Space right here on News and Talk 1380 WAOK. Back to the conversation at hand. We're talking to Dr. Joanne Frederick, Teresa Hardy, and economist Hakeem Webb on Juneteenth, reparations, and mental health. To switch the subject to, but still stay within the same subject, we're talking about Juneteenth, and I know you all caught wind about the controversy behind Walmart pulling its Juneteenth ice cream after major backlash. Let's go back to Hakeem Webb, who is joining with us, economist Hakeem Webb. Backlash from it. Some folks say, hey, I'm not going to shop at Walmart because of this.
Right.
Let's say do you think by people either boycotting or stop putting in money into a establishment like Walmart, do you think it could have an economic effect on a brand like Walmart, especially when it's putting out a Juneteenth ice cream? Now, keep in mind, they supposedly took the ice cream off the shelves. Do you think it would have made a very huge economic impact?
Not at all. The government basically subsidized Walmart because of EBT cards and other things, and the amount of people that shop there. They do have some of the lowest prices across the board, and they have the capacity to keep prices even lower versus a Target or Kroger or a Publix, and they vowed to do so. Short-term type of things like that is not going to have a true impact on them for many reasons. Going back to Dr. Jones, 9 times out of 10, as big as Walmart is, and the number of African Americans who work there in a diversity group that they have, they put this to a panel somewhere. They just didn't throw the employees under the bus. They put this to the diversity team. And someone in diversity thought it would be a great idea, possibly to honor our culture in a way of honor culture. But we do not have one voice. We don't know really what we want. And so everyone has so many different views on how to do this and how to do this and how to do that and how to do this. And so they ran with it, thinking that it was going to possibly be a way to honor Juneteenth. They got the wrong feedback. And then they yanked it. I wouldn't have been for the boycott because it's not going to really make a big difference in this case here. Shareholder activism is probably the better way to make a dent in any organization versus boycotting. Boycotting, and I'll say the last thing, many people get this wrong. Dr. King, they need to go back to Dr. King. He just didn't boycott. He actually was one of the first shareholder activists that the world has known in his bread program, where he boycotted. But before boycott, he put together how much money they should be paying employees. He put together how many African Americans should be working in their particular businesses based on the population. He dialogued with the store owners, fought for good wages. And then if they didn't do it, then he organized and stuff like that, which is what Wall Street is doing now when it comes to shareholder activism. So we just didn't say we're just going to pick it. And today they just want to pick it. Picking is really not going to do it.
It's not picking, it's protest. Sorry, you guys. I just want to make sure we do terminology a little right in the activism world.
Protest, it is picketing.
Protest.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. Is what we do, which is something that you can do, and it brings awareness. Mm-hmm. To your point, you're exactly right when it comes to boycott. You just don't jump up and boycott. I've had a lot of people come to us and say, just boycott. No,
right.
It doesn't work like that.
Doctor,
I wonder, just going back to something you said, Mr. Hakeem, I wonder if it really, I'm going back to the Juneteenth ice cream and being pulled off the shelf. I wonder if it really went through a diversity team and they're like, yeah. Or was it more the mindset of,
okay, here's another holiday. Make that t-shirt, make those socks that says it, go out there and sell. I just kind of wonder if that was more process.
Given Walmart and what I know as a Walmart, full disclosure, firm buys shares of Walmart on an ongoing basis, trade and have clients in a position from time to time for investors all the time. Given Walmart and how big they are, my former roommate is a top manager there as well. My former roommate in college, I just say, top manager there. So they're going to have a diversity team. There's no question about it. They will have a diversity team on matters such as this. And 9 times out of 10, someone thought it was a great idea. They thought it was a great idea.
Let me ask you all this question then. If we want to celebrate Juneteenth and we as a community, as a group, and then why wouldn't we support this product, this June 19th ice cream? Why are we not like, yes, we got the ice cream. Why not?
My thought is, first of all, it's ice cream. Second of all, it's a great value. So if we're talking about Black excellence, it wasn't done by a Black person. So why are you taking the opportunity to pray off, here we go again, praying off Black people's money and contributions to this society? So you didn't really think about it. And I want to go back to the diverse panel would have been on there. The diversity panel that was on there is the problem that we have to get us to affirmative action. Ever have the right person there. They kind of go along with everything. That's why we don't have what we need have. You got to get good representation. We are where we are today because of the representation that we've had all these years.
That's correct. And there's actually an African-American owner that has an ice cream similar to what they were, quote unquote, supposed to be mimicking. And so many people thought that they were trying to steal the idea from this African-American who actually has the ice cream and dominate by putting it on their shelves and so forth like that, economic, you know.
Hakeem, sorry, not to cut you off. We're up against it. Actually, we're over the break right now. We are having such a great dialogue. But when we come back, we only have a few minutes left of the mental space. 404-892-2703. Welcome back to the last few minutes of the mental space right here on News and Talk 1380 WAOK. I was supposed to play a pre-recorded interview of the griot journalist Panama Jackson. We just got so wrapped up in the conversation that we had tonight that, in fact, the griot interview, the journalist Panama Jackson from the griot, that interview will be posted on the WAOK.com website tomorrow. So I had an opportunity to interview the young journalist on the same topic, subject, Juneteenth, reparations, and mental health. So that will be available on WAOK.com tomorrow, my exclusive pre-recorded interview with the griot journalist Panama Jackson. 404-892-2703. We're talking Juneteenth, reparations, and how they are all connected to mental health. Back to our panel of guests. One more question before we get out of here. Where should reparations come from? Where should reparations come from? Let's say you, Hakeem Webb.
It should come from multiple places. There's a federal component and a federal backing, almost how they back GI Bill or how they back housing quasi agencies like Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac and GMAC and so forth. They give like a quasi government backing. It should definitely start with.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
The corporations who benefited from slavery. Cotton back then was well over a $200 million, $250 million industry back then. It was equivalent to how the oil industry is today. And so many people and nations benefited from it. So corporations, you have Wells Fargo. That's why many African Americans should never have a bank account in Wells Fargo. They just didn't start doing these things to housing. They should never have it. So you have banking industry. You have the insurance industry who insured the slaves for the slave masters. You have the railroad industry. You have shipping. You have all these industries. You have every industry on Wall Street benefited from slavery some way, shape, or form, including Britain, including the Queen, who helped finance slavery as well. So it should come from corporations. A third should come from them. They should just float a bond like they do IBM bond or Hewlett Packard bond or whatever bond and raise a $10 to $12 trillion that is estimated from the professor at Duke who came up with this, Professor Williams Garrity, who did a 30-year study on this. It's going to take $10 to $12 trillion. So a third should come from there. Then your state and local municipalities, like they float municipal bonds to build bridges and hospitals and football stadiums and baseball stadiums and so forth. They should be able to float a bond to pay for their portion. And it's going to be tax deductible. So they're get wealthy investors to buy it as well. And then it should have a government piece. Most people are not aware that the GI Bill did not benefit many African-Americans when Roosevelt passed it because it excluded domestic workers and many other workers who never benefited. And also when the veterans came back, they couldn't get a part of the GI Bill. So they didn't benefit from college loans free, the family that benefited, they didn't get housing. So the government should come up with that and they should give every child, every newborn child should get $6,750. And by the time they're 65, they're going to be a millionaire. So every newborn child should get that amount of money one time, put it in there. And by the time they're 65, they would become millionaires. So it should be a three-part because the city, the state, and the federal all benefited from it. And then corporations benefited from it. They can come up with some special dividend. They can come up with some special bond. Instead of buying back shares that help shareholders now, they can come up with a bond to finance it and take care of their costs.
Okay. We only got a few minutes left. I want to go to Teresa Hardy real quick. Teresa, where do you think reparations should come from?
Well, it can come from where I will agree with that theory. The key thing is it should come from the government. That's who the slave trading actually came through. And the fact that the Constitution allowed for it to happen, those people are the ones that are responsible for it. Key thing, getting reparations, I think we all, I guess we're all in agreement that everyone should, that reparations should be provided to descendants of slaves. I guess that's what we're going to do, right? Okay, I'm going to make that assumption. I don't want to make no assumption because that's a fair assumption. But then when we get down to real reparations and you have done the monetary piece of it, if this monetary piece does just like what we just come out of the stimulus, then we're not going to be reparated. Okay. And I made that word up. Okay. So the key thing is, if we get the money, is it going to get us to the leveling ground of being able to have access to being a part of the United States as a whole person, like getting everything that everybody else had, liberty, freedom, all of these things, the things of a quality of life that is expected of every citizen of the United States. That's, I don't really care where it comes from. I think it should come. I think you've come up with a financial way of getting it. I'm not sure how that's gonna come. I don't know how you're gonna convince corporate people to do something like that when they say it didn't, it was my fault. White people are saying to this day that it's not their fault what happened back then. Well, it's not.
That's where the government will step in. That's where the government, when instead of passing a law for holiday, they're passed this reparation law, and governments will have to do it if it's part of a law that would get passed from politicians. $800,000 per qualified individual. That's a lot of money.
Let's have Dr. Joanne Frederick
come in. I would love to get my 2 cents in the next 2 seconds. Is that okay?
Of course. The floor is yours. The floor is yours, Dr. Joanne.
Where will reparations come from? So when I think about reparations from a mental health perspective, it's financial, but also assistance, helping. So money is fine. We can pay our way. But what happened with all the trauma? Like, how do we get repaid for that? And so I think that that would come, should come from families and corporations and all of the above. But I'm also looking at the injustices, right? So better work opportunities, better housing opportunities, better health opportunities, from physical to mental health, looking at our spirituality, who repays back for that, meaning who gives back to us in that way and allow us to practice spirituality, how we do as individuals and groups, and again, the physical. So that's what I think about reparations, not just the financial. Finances could come and go, but what happened? How do we rebuild ourselves?
So Professor Williams Darity from Duke University on human policies and so forth, he studied this for 30 years. The price tag of $10 trillion to $12 trillion includes all of those components that you're speaking of.
Excellent.
In his study, over a 30-year time period. And he's the professor of public policy at Duke. I mean, that's a phenomenal university. I like VSU better, Virginia State University, but Duke is okay. He factored all those things in.
Excellent.
And they came up with $10 trillion is the price tag for all of those things.
Hey,
and
let's do this. Let's do this. I'm so sorry. I hate to cut you all off. We're gonna have to do a part two only on reparations, because by the time we do a part two, Juneteenth would be going into next year. And so we're going to have to do a part two conversation just on reparations. But I really, really appreciate it on behalf of WALK. I really appreciate you guys for jumping on the live line with me this evening to talk about this important conversation. Thank you to Dr. Joanne Frederick. Thank you to Hakeem Webb. Thank you so much, Teresa Hardy. And thank you, Chief Kamara, for coming on The Mental Space each and every Monday night, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. on News and Talk 1380 WAOK. Email me. We have an email address, thementalspaceshow@gmail.com, thementalspaceshow@gmail.com. And I got some more important information to share with you next week. Same time, same radio station. Make sure to follow me, Sean Garvey, ATL, on all social media. And until the next time, we say cheers.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.